Part 3. You will hear an interview with a psychologist about friendships. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Walk into any bookshop and there are self-help manuals on every aspect of human behaviour, including how to cope with difficult partners, awkward bosses, contrary children, but very little on how to manage friendships. Managing friendships sounds cold, but it's essential if you value them and want to keep them, or want to learn when it's time to let them go. Your friendship landscape changes through life. You marry and have less in common with single friends. You move, and keeping up with old friends proves hard. Sometimes the changes are more subtle. You experience a life crisis, and some friends can't or won't support you. You become successful and friends feel awkward around you. Change in one of you means the fit between you alters. That's when you find out if the relationship has the capacity to evolve, or if it's just come to a natural end. In the studio today, we have Barbara Smith, a psychologist. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Well, there's only one rule of friendship. It must be mutually beneficial. Friendships can be put into categories. Firstly, let's look at the foul weather friend. On the surface, this is a totally dependable, loyal friend, particularly when you're having a bad time. But the downside with this foul weather friend is that they'll put a dampener on you when you're up, forever pointing out what can go wrong. They're rarely looking for a more balanced relationship. Their self-esteem may be invested in their superior feeling that you are a bit of a disaster area, and they have everything under control, when actually, of course, the opposite is true.
Now, you've got a category called the trophy friend, haven't you? What do you mean by that exactly?
Ah, yes. That's the friend that you admire because they are so interesting and popular, or successful in a way you want to be. You can bathe in their reflected glory and feel part of a different social sphere. But you must remember that this isn't necessarily the world you fit into. If they are nice as well, this relationship can bring out the best in you, as you stretch it to be deserving of the friendship. But beware if being with them makes you behave falsely so that you are not true to yourself or to others. This situation can only lead to a downfall and great disappointment.
What about the friend since childhood who you grew up with?
The sisterly friend. She might live next door or have gone to school with you. Over the years, you have built up a strong relationship that makes her feel more like a sister than a friend. On the plus side, she can bring a real sense of security and support. You can ring her any time and confide in her. She can be a powerful ally. But because she'll be there whether you like it or not, she has the power to make you miserable if you don't keep her informed and involved in your life. This friend is like family. You're so close it can become claustrophobic. For example, if you start a new relationship, she'll expect to be as big a part of your life as she's always been. Then you need to define clear boundaries.
But that sounds like the kind of friend you'd want to hang on the whole. So how can you make the decision who a good friend really is and who is no longer a valid person to have in your life?
Well, good friends should be low maintenance. And that goes for you, too. See enough of each other to keep the rapport going. Neither demand too much nor avoid so frequently that the relationship becomes unbalanced. If it's always a moan session, or one of you is often looking for favours or support, the goodwill will soon burn out. It's always important to be open to making new friends, too. Most of us want to see people who make us feel good. It doesn't mean you have to be a barrel of laughs all the time, which can be off-putting. It's about showing real interest, being light-hearted, and not too obviously needy. Don't force the pace. Some people need time to get to know you better. It's best to be pleasant and casual. Don't bombard them with too many invitations. Don't assume that one good heart-to-heart makes you best friends. Respect their time and other commitments, and the friendship will blossom naturally in time.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.
Walk into any bookshop and there are self-help manuals on every aspect of human behaviour, including how to cope with difficult partners, awkward bosses, contrary children, but very little on how to manage friendships. Managing friendships sounds cold, but it's essential if you value them and want to keep them, or want to learn when it's time to let them go. Your friendship landscape changes through life. You marry and have less in common with single friends. You move, and keeping up with old friends proves hard. Sometimes the changes are more subtle. You experience a life crisis, and some friends can't or won't support you. You become successful, and friends feel awkward around you. Change in one of you means the fit between you alters. That's when you find out if the relationship has the capacity to evolve, or if it's just come to a natural end. In the studio today, we have Barbara Smith, a psychologist. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Well, there's only one rule of friendship. It must be mutually beneficial. Friendships can be put into categories. Firstly, let's look at the foul weather friend. On the surface, this is a totally dependable, loyal friend, particularly when you're having a bad time. But the downside with this foul weather friend is that they'll put a dampener on you when you're up, forever pointing out what can go wrong. They're rarely looking for a more balanced relationship. Their self-esteem may be invested in their superior feeling that you are a bit of a disaster area, and they have everything under control, when actually, of course, the opposite is true.
Now, you've got a category called the trophy friend, haven't you? What do you mean by that exactly?
Ah, yes. That's the friend that you admire because they are so interesting and popular, or successful in a way you want to be. You can bathe in their reflected glory and feel part of a different social sphere. But you must remember that this isn't necessarily the world you fit into. If they are nice as well, this relationship can bring out the best in you, as you stretch it to be deserving of the friendship. But beware if being with them makes you behave falsely, so that you are not true to yourself or to others. This situation can only lead to a downfall and great disappointment.
What about the friend since childhood who you grew up with?
The sisterly friend. She might live next door or have gone to school with you. Over the years, you have built up a strong relationship that makes her feel more like a sister than a friend. On the plus side, she can bring a real sense of security and support. You can ring her any time and confide in her. She can be a powerful ally. But because she'll be there, whether you like it or not, she has the power to make you miserable if you don't keep her informed and involved in your life. This friend is like family. You're so close it can become claustrophobic. For example, if you start a new relationship, she'll expect to be as big a part of your life as she's always been. Then you need to define clear boundaries.
But that sounds like the kind of friend you'd want to hang on the whole. So how can you make the decision who a good friend really is and who is no longer a valid person to have in your life?
Well, good friends should be low maintenance. And that goes for you too. See enough of each other to keep the rapport going. Neither demand too much nor avoid so frequently that the relationship becomes unbalanced. If it's always a moan session, or one of you is often looking for favours or support, the goodwill will soon burn out. It's always important to be open to making new friends too. Most of us want to see people who make us feel good. It doesn't mean you have to be a barrel of laughs all the time, which can be off-putting. It's about showing real interest, being light-hearted, and not too obviously needy. Don't force the pace. Some people need time to get to know you better. It's best to be pleasant and casual. Don't bombard them with too many invitations. Don't assume that one good heart-to-heart makes you best friends. Respect their time and other commitments, and the friendship will blossom naturally in time.
That's the end of part 3.